What?
It's too warm for February the 25th, Cecil. It's the hottest day in records since the records began in 1960.
No. LP vinyls.
Well, the weather records. Don't know when they began, really, but... Oh, it's so warm, Cecil.
Right.
My clefts.
Oh.
I've got moist clefts.
Right. Don't rub your fingers along to your underbosom. Sniff it.
Smells
disgusting behaviours.
Dirty. Dirty.
Yes, it's very warm for February the 25th. It's too warm.
Yeah,
I think there's a global warming happening outside, Paul.
Yes.
To keep the fridge open, to keep it cool in here.
Yeah. Oof. It's too tepid. Too tepid. Anyway, Cecil, the show must go on.
Right.
So if you'd like to begin your roundup of last week's shenanigans, then I will begin the diary reading, please, Cecil. Thank you very much.
Right, well, there's not much of a roundup to do, my boy. You didn't really do much of anything last week.
Well,
we had to put a Cat Tower podcast on. That went down very well with everybody. I got lots of comments.
Oh, right.
On what your mother said to me, that she was impressed by the length of the podcast.
Yeah, but that's just what she says when she can't think of anything else to say that's complimentary. Oh. Did she perhaps sandwich that in between two negative comments and to do one of her negative sandwiches?
Yes.
She's negative comment, positive comment, negative comment. That's how she likes to serve her advice, comments and thoughts, isn't it, Cecil?
It is, yes. She said it was tedious to listen to. Then she said she was impressed how long it was, but then she said that the content was utterly without merit and interest and worth.
Sounds about right.
Much like when me and your mother make love, Paul, that's what she says.
Except she doesn't make the comments about being impressed by the length, I'm sure.
Right. Last week on Paul's diary podcast, he didn't do bloody anything, but we told him we were taking him on holiday.
Yeah.
And that's just where the diary picks up, Paul.
Oh, Cecil!
It's the...
Cecil.
Was it what? Hello?
Have a care, old
bean. Is it working? Hello, hello. Oh, hello.
Yes. Right, Cecil dropped everything and it all went off. Idiot. Be careful with it. It's expensive. Right, then just kick off, Cecil, with the date, please.
Yes. Today's reading is from the 25th of February.
Let the holiday begin! Oh, right, dear diary. Just about to wait for our train and get on board it. We're at the train station now. I'm just dictating this into my dictaphone. Don't know where we're going still. I've got no idea where we're going on holiday. Mummy and Daddy, you're keeping it a surprise. Oh, here comes the train. Right, I suppose this is just the first leg. And then we get on the train. Then I imagine we get on an aeroplane. What giddy heights will we get up to? Carry on then. Here we go. I'm getting on the train. Let the holiday continue. Let the holiday end. We're spending 2 weeks in Pissinfiley. Yes. The bloody hell are we going to do in bloody Filey for 2 weeks? Walk down the street, look at a co-op, buy a postcard of the North Sea, sit on a brig, sunbathe in bloody February. Oh, Lord. When I asked them what I thought they were playing at, apparently this is where they came on the honeymoon, and they're trying to put the spark back in the marriage. Bloody hell, what am I meant to do? Oof, I'm so mad. I'm too windy. All the shops are shut. I'm furious. I'm too mad to describe our living arrangements. It's 17:38 in the evening, afternoon, and I'm going to have an early bedtime. I was so excited, and I just couldn't hide it. I was about to lose control and then really like to but then it's smiley.
Yes, it is.
Stop me being smiley.
Carol Smiley. You're right, Paul.
Excuse me.
Right. 26th of February 2003.
Right. Day two of this holiday. And yes, I am using air quotes there. Bloody Filey. Why have we come? You can walk to Filey from where we live, probably, if you're not as chunky as I am. I had a very dull night's sleep. I'm in the same room as Mum and Dad. You know, it's just like when I was between 0 and 16 and 17 and 18 until I was 23, to be honest. Oh, it's a bit horrid, seeing as how Mum and Dad are on the honeymoon too. I woke up hearing noises. I dreamt about Lady Godiva, but she had the voice of Mother. It was horrible. Anyway, I've got to describe the B&B. It's run by quite a creepy family. Right, it's run by one old woman, I think she's 60, late 60s, and a man who's in his 30s, and they've got a daughter. Oh, whoopee! Only no, because it's a he-she. It had a oh no, come on to me now. It had a happy birthday badge saying it was 24. So obviously it's the woman's daughter, but it can't be the man's daughter. So the woman who runs the B&B must have a previous marriage. There's some Emmerdale farm style, you know, interrelationship problems, isn't there? No one ever gets divorced in the real world. Anyway, right, where was I? Anyway, sometimes the lady girl, boy, thing, person, he, she, wears man's clothes, and sometimes it wears woman's clothes. Oof. It's chubby. As chubby as me, definitely, if not more so, I would say. And oh, the smell. It's actually quite nice when it's the woman one, but then I don't know why it must be the clothes it's wearing when it's the boy one. It stinks. When it's pretending to be a boy, it puts on a boy's voice, or a man's voice, probably. And when it's being the woman, it puts on a slightly more feminine voice. Almost surprising how feminine the voice is coming out of that gargantuan human. Ooh. Anyway, after breakfast, which was a sausage and a piece of toast with no butter on it, I was heartily disappointed. We took a walk down to the co-op shop, and we looked around a few shops, most of the RSPCA and Scope. I bought Atmosphere, and I take that video for Anti-Beryl as a present. I'm tired. For supper we had a chip and a fish.
27th of February.
Breakfast was a cornflake served by the woman, you know, the woman he, she thing. And today we went out and looked at postcards and read the local paper, and we went for a short walk along the beach. And that's all the activities there is to do in Filey. I don't know what the hell Mum and Dad did for 2 weeks on the honeymoon. They must have been bored to tears. We just had tea, beans on and around toast. And then tomorrow, apparently we're going on a magical mystery bus, which takes us somewhere where we don't know where we are. I'm very excited for that. It'll be something out of the ordinary, won't it? Brought up for a magical mystery tour. I didn't see the he-she at dinner time. It was just the elderly lady serving us. She has very, very weak wrists. And Mum and Dad's beans did start to slide off the plate because of the way she was holding them, limp-wristed. And the man, who is the partner of the old lady, was doing impressions of Agatha Christie. But as none of us knew what Agatha Christie looked or sounded like. The impressions fell flat. I didn't even realise Agatha Christie was supposed to be a woman. I thought Agatha Christie was a man for some reason, just because it wrote books back in them days. I assumed everything was a man. Like the Bronte sisters, thought they were men. Turns out they're not. But then, I don't know literature, do I? No. No, I don't.
Anyway, 28th of February, Paul. Come on now. Stop being maudlin.
Alright then. 28th of February. I'm writing this with my I did a jig on Filey Brigg pencil. I haven't done a jig on Filey Brigg, but I brought the pencil anyway just from the tourist information shop. It was £1.20 for a pencil. I don't know if that's good or not. It doesn't have a rubber on it. I got it while we were waiting for the bus to take us on our magical mystery tour. It took forever to come. Mum thought it set off at 8:30. It didn't. It set off at 10:30 in the morning. So we had 2 hours to kill in the centre of Filey. Do you know what we did? Can you guess? Mum and Dad went round the charity shops again to inspect items that they'd earmarked for purchase, but they were unsure about. Mum spent 22 minutes looking at a weird vase, and she in the end put it down because she realised it was supposed to be the face of an ostrich. And Mother loves an ostrich. Loathes them beyond belief. Just because she tried to ride one once when she was on holiday in Spain and it kicked her in the vagina. Yeah. Always makes me retch a little bit thinking of that. Anyway, it's 8:30 p.m. at the evening time now and we're back from our magical mystery tour. We took a trip on the coach. There was just me, Mum and Dad, an old woman called Mrs. Prendle, and then two school children that I think that were twagging the day off, if that's what the kids call it now, playing truant. And do you know where we went on this magical mystery tour? Can you possibly guess? Huh? Is that something you think you can do? We took a bus trip to Bempton Cliffs, and then we went through Sewerby Village, and then we went back to Filey. And you know what? We weren't once allowed to get off the bus. The trip lasted 45 minutes, and the driver pointed out 2 points of local interest, and that was it. I thought it was a day out, like a national holidays trip, but it was just a travel on a bus. I didn't even get to finish my Harry Secombe Sings the Classics tape, converted from LP, that Tony made me for my train travels, that I'm not having because I thought we were going a lot further than this. Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. Can't believe it cost us £12 each. Ugh.
1st of March. I enjoyed it, Paul.
Shut up. 1st of March. This morning the he-she made a very quick change from its masculine form to its feminine form. You know, within 5 minutes it went from being the she wearing a shell suit to the him wearing its gym jams. Oof. It was horrible. It stank in both forms. Why do that? Why pretend to be one or the other? Pick one. There's only two of the genders. Just stick with one. Stop flim-flamming. Stop poods fudging around. Make your mind up, you indecisive son of a bitch. Or bastard. Or bitch. Or whatever you are. Just I need to label you. I need you to have labels and conform to my thoughts, please. Thank you very much. Today, we took a trip back to Bempton Cliffs because Mum wanted to get out and have a look at all the stuff. It was shit. It was cold, it was raining, it smelt of bird poo, and because, you know, it's February, well, it's March now, I suppose, it was just too cold. There was wind buffeting us on the cliff tops. I hated it. And I think in the distance I could see Anne of Cleves just sort of haunting us and going, ooh. But it might just have been some leaves and some long grass. Not sure about that one.
2nd of March.
Today is Sunday, a day of rest. Well, it is for the people that run the B&B because there's no breakfast. They don't do anything on Sundays. Apparently they sleep in and shout at you if you trump too loudly, which is what I was continually doing because they've had beans on toast every morning for breakfast. But what the B&B does do is a little church service in the kitchen. Mum went, and so Dad and I went for a seafront walk. We managed 5 minutes before we had to come back because we got so numb with the cold. I think I got frostbite on my nipples. I'm not sure, they're just very, very sore. But then that's what you get if you rub them for too long. For tea, we couldn't get any fish and chips, so we had to shop at the cooperative. And they weren't very cooperative. I asked if they had any unsalted butter, and they said they didn't know. Useless. In the end, I ended up getting a 6-pack of tea cakes, tunnocks, not the ones with currants in. I got some Trio bars, and I got some wagon wheels, and I got a big bag of crisps, and I just gorged myself. It was lovely. Mum had a melon, and Dad just had a simple broth in cup of soup form. But he spilt it on his turnips, and Mum shouted at him, because we can't do any washing. Yes. 3rd of March. Ma-ga-wa-da-ya. That's God. Oh my God. OMG. The he-she came on to me. It was dressed as the girl thing. Full wig, shell suit, brassiere, the works. She did it at breakfast. She spilt milk on my man boobs, and while wiping them, I've spelt it whipping while whipping them, but no, while wiping them, she said, "Oh, these are firm. Do you take exercise?" I didn't think of anything, I was a bit flummoxed. I didn't know what to do. Because I'm still not entirely sure if it is a woman pretending to be a man, or if it's a man pretending to be a woman. It's just, don't know. So I just sort of sat there like, "This, I'm not sure about this. Don't think I like it." But then its mother, the old woman, said, "Oh, you've made a special friend there. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, etc., etc." Didn't know what she meant. Then I thought she did the corresponding arm movements to go with the body wink wink nudge nudge talk sort of thing, but in actual fact she had a spasm and accidentally elbowed Cecil in the eyeball. Gave him a black eye. It was hilarious. It's like living in some kind of some mothers do have them holiday. Today we went for a boat ride. We were the only passengers. It was a boat ride from Friday, but it actually stopped and we could get out at Scarborough on sea, the jewel of the north. Anyway, we got out and had a lovely day, mostly in the arcades and seafront shops. I had candy floss, 4 bags, donuts, 18, ice cream with that special sorbet stuff. You had 4 of them, didn't you? Yeah, it'd be lovely. Pot of whelks. You had 1/8, didn't you, Paul? Yeah, they were bloody foul. Never having that again. Baby shams. You had 18 of them, didn't you? Just gonna have another baby sham. Hang on, excuse me. Oh, Paul. I'll be drinking it now. We're eating this. You're doing so well. Come on. Deliciousness. Yes, get on with it. You really can taste that crushed up baby deer in the baby sham. Yeah. Don't cough in my face. Sorry, Cecil, you've got to cough. Yeah, I wish I could cough. Do you mean fuck off, Cecil? Oh, my temper. Shut up. I had 7 sticks of rock, 6 bottles of Fun Factory, 2 fish and chip combos, 9 Scarborough scones, which is just scones, but they put some ice cream on top instead of clotted cream. It's alright, I wouldn't you know, I wouldn't have it again. But it's alright. And then bags of crisps. Don't know how many, lost count. And then from the packed lunch from the B&B, I had all of it. Except the apple, I threw that at a seagull that looked a bit ropey, looked a bit dodgy. Like it was going to swoop at me, try and steal my Greg's pasty that I had. But the packed lunch from the B&B had a note in it from what I'm assuming was the he-she girl-boy thing. It said, "I hope you're having a lovely day. I'll be making your bed all nice and comfy just how you like it." The packed lunch was a beef bread sandwich and an apple, as I say. It also had a banana in it, and Cecil said it was symbolic. Don't know why, don't know what he's on about. If we'd have had two apples in, Cecil, yes, because it would have looked like a cock and balls. But, you know, one of each don't make sense, does it? Unless you're implying that the he-she's a Hitler and it's only got one testy, then fine. But, you know, you didn't specify.
It's just a throwaway comment, Paul. I wasn't trying to, you know, recite Shakespeare at all.
Ooh. We spent 3 hours on the boat after all the Scarborough Arcade shenanigans. I was only 6-7 times, but in sexy places. Well, it weren't sexy, but it was funny to me. I was sick in the toilet, once in the bar, once in Mars Scarborough hat that had an arm going into it, made it look like it was hitting itself with a big floppy mallet. Then I was sick 3 times on the bridge where I was pretending to be Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Because they let me on the bridge because they thought I was a bit better. And then once I was sick, stood in the queue waiting to get off the boat. Just because the sea was rough, it made me frightened. It's night time now. I haven't seen the he-she yet. Oh no. Mum and Dad seem to be getting it on. They woke me up this morning doing it. Took me back to being between the ages of 5 and 20. Such memories. Oof, horrible. I lost count of, I lost count of the times I would be roused in the morning to the sights and sounds of Cecil and Margaret at it like two powerful gorillas thrusting at each other with all the grace of a duck landing on a frozen pond. Utterly horrific. Utterly horrific. And I think in many ways it shaped me as a human being. I never actually saw anything. They were very careful to... They had a 4-poster bed and they would pull all the curtains like a Scrooge would. So I couldn't see them rutting, but you knew what they were doing. It was just that bit too quiet, and then it was just that bit too loud. No, thank you.
Yes, and that's all she wrote for that one. Oh, Paul, look at the time. We've just ticked over to 23 minutes. We don't have to put out a bonus podcast.
There's a dichotomy there, Cecil, because, as we all know, the next episode of Radio Facts is a holiday podcast. Episode. So what do we do? Do we wait? Do we put it out now? Only the listeners will know. Because I can't be bothered. Might toss a coin off, Cecil.
Let's see if your new mobile telephone will do it.
Oh, all right, then. Okay, Google. Okay, Google. This is useless. Okay, Google.
I'll try it, Paul. Okay, Google.
What are you doing it like that for? To be American, they only understands American, Cecil.
All right. Okay, Google.
No, okay, Google.
No. Don't sudden. Okay, Google.
Okay, Google. Oh. Toss a coin. Heads, we put the podcast out now. Hang on.
It's tails.
Let's do that again. Right. Heads, we put the podcast out this week. Tails, we put it out next week. Okay, Google. Toss a coin.
These came back from a search.
No, test a coin. Okay, Google. Okay, good girl. Toss a coin off.
Okay. Oh. You got heads.
Right. Cecil, I've forgotten what we said.
I think heads means you put it out this week, Paul.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You got to have a system. So we will put out the next podcast from the old Radio Facts radio programme. Be aware the quality is very poor. Very poor. But it's historical, so enjoy it. Toodle pipiscues.
Toodle pipiscues.